Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
95.7 The Game, live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
You better believe it. Zachariah and the Guru, 95.7 The Game. Coming up at 9:15, Guru, it's time to take a little trip down memory lane.
Down memory lane.
Dave Henderson.
Hindu.
57 years old, massive heart attack, I think unrelated to the kidney transplant that he had.
Oh, man.
Although, can any of those things really be unrelated? But nonetheless, a guy that smiled constantly and was a big part of my memories of watching A's game.
Me too.
A's games when I was a kid. So we will touch on that at 9:15. If you want to jump in on that, A's fans, you may do so at 888-957-9570. And then we'll talk to Susan Slusser, who wrote a great piece on Dave Henderson today.
And you lost your father. I lost my mother. Yeah. Life is so fickle. I mean, whatever he was doing, golfing with friends or family, he did not know that this was going to transpire.
No,
and it can happen so fast, man. I tell people to just quit tripping off small stuff. Enjoy yourself and your family and your friends.
Yeah, no doubt. So we will touch on that. And A's fans, if you want to get in again, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Hit us up on Twitter. He's at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. But we have to go with what was the big news from today, from the silver and black. And when we were on Saturday, when the Peyton Manning story was breaking,
ugh,
and it's broken even further, the video is now out. And look, I don't know how much validity there is to the story, but I do know that more truth comes out when you don't know that you're being recorded than it would if you knew you were being recorded.
Oh, I'm totally with you.
You and I act differently because we know we're on live radio than we would if than we do in the commercial breaks when we know the mics are off.
I think it has something to do with us both being human.
Yeah, yeah. And so when that whole thing was coming down, look, there was a recorder, there was a
it was organic.
An Olympic runner. There was all sort. I mean, it was not some sort of
Peyton Manning vendetta.
Yeah, no, go get Peyton Manning. It was Peyton Manning got busted out as a byproduct
at the
of
end of
things.
The conference. His came up at the end.
Yeah. So when that did come down, the question I asked you, Guru, was essentially, who would you be surprised that did it? Because it's different now, Guru. It's not shoot the needle in the butt.
Right, right. The old
like
school.
Canseco talked about with McGuire. It's different now. There with Bonds, hell, even with Bonds, it was cream and clear.
Yeah, lotion.
As far as we know, it wasn't a needle with him. With
McGuire,
Clemens, think it was.
McGuire was. He was like, I can just stick me right here.
The point is now. And there was one good suggestion from the text line that I would have actually been surprised about. Because you don't think Andy Pettit. You don't think steroids. You don't think Brady Anderson, who hit 50 home runs.
What about Palmeiro, who was at Congress?
None of those
I never
guys
would
look
do
huge.
Anything like that. Well, Ryan Braun.
They also didn't look huge.
Oh, okay.
But it's different now. HGH is different now. So I asked you what athlete could come down and you would be surprised about it. And the only good suggestion that I saw was Derek Jeter, because Derek Jeter is so small, and he's
and
such
so
an ambassador
revered, yeah.
of the game that you wouldn't think it. But now Marcell Reese comes down, and he's going to miss the next four games, which means he's going to miss the finale against the Chiefs, the first three games for the Raiders next year, and also the Pro Bowl, which he was named to.
Yeah, not an alternate. He was going.
No, he was a starter. So I guess I ask you, are you surprised at all? Because I'm not.
I am, because he wasn't Peyton Manning-esque. You know, a lot of things what fullbacks do don't come with the limelight.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm shocked it's a black eye for the, you know, silver and black, it's a black eye for the Raiders regardless of how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, if that was my job and, you know, I was a fullback and they had to depend on me to low kneel, you're damn right if I needed some, you know, help, I would do it. But at the end of the day, I don't see him running a 4.240 and jumping out the sky to, you know, catch balls. They don't utilize him like that. I'm surprised, Zach.
You are?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
See, I wouldn't be surprised. Who's the fattest professional athlete that I can think of? Oliver Miller.
Okay, Arkansas.
Oliver Miller, old center in the NBA.
I said Arkansas is college days, but yeah.
He was huge. He didn't look like he lifted a weight a day in his life.
Well, he lifted burgers.
If you told me that he did PEDs, I wouldn't be surprised in 2015. Because it's different now.
So are you saying let these athletes put what they want in their body at their own?
I'm not saying it's all good. I'm not saying that, but I am wondering where the line is now on cheating the integrity of the game. Did Marcel Reese cheat the integrity of the game? I don't know that now.
Well, he put something in his body that was banned by the NFL. So if you look at the rules, yeah, that's why he's got four games.
Okay, just looking at the rules like an old money, privileged, I don't want to put a race on it, but an old white man that has narrow mind, yes, he broke the rules. But is HGH even worse now than pain pills?
No, if you had some, I'd ask for some right now.
There are pain pills that kill people.
No, I got you.
I don't have anything. I don't have the hookup on anything. Mm. In my high school days. I could get you a little something.
But I hear you, Zach. But
my point is, bad?
Do you want Marcel to call a press conference, or do you figure if this was Derek Carr or Amari Cooper or Khalil Mack?
Wasn't it Dwight Freeney that said that he was trying to get his wife pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you think that could be his out here?
Fertile. What did Manny Ramirez say? He was trying to lower his estrogen or raise his estrogen or whatever. I mean, there's so many different ways
isn't
that you can
that
say
with
it.
Women?
I just don't even know how bad it is anymore. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7 The Game, taking your calls 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Marcel Reese suspended for four games for, you know, breaking the specifically performance-enhancing drug
and the
test.
Pro Bowl doesn't count as one of the four, obviously.
No.
So
it should, maybe.
Yeah, so it'll be...
He can't play in it.
Yeah, it'll be three games
next season. The Chiefs game and then three games next season.
He won't be in week four, wow.
And, you know, he only plays in about a quarter of the snaps.
You think it's embarrassing? Regardless of his story.
Of course.
Because a lot of guys come out and say, I was doing this.
Of course.
I was doing that. You know, the pregnancy.
You only see PEDs in baseball. Think about basketball. Who was it? Rashard Lewis, when he was with the Magic, when he signed down there.
He was so good with the Sonics.
He got popped for steroids. Can you name another basketball player that has?
Nope.
And how many NFL players? Antonio Gates.
I always thought LeBron was on it.
Sean Merriman.
You know. And
there's not a lot of football players you can name.
He got popped the year he won MVP.
Who?
Sean Merriman. And then he walks off the...
Sean Merriman won MVP?
Yeah.
Or you mean defensive player?
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah. But
gotcha.
He was a bad dude.
I gotcha.
And then he had the audacity to walk
that
off.
I knew he was
about
on
it later on. Yeah, I didn't. And they asked him about it on an interview. He had the nerve to walk off as if he was offended.
Jack Del Rio, we like to call him JDR around here. He joins Damon Bruce every Monday at 3:30. They do the Jack Del replay at 6 o'clock.
I like Jack.
Well, Damon asked him about the news that came down, and here is the head coach's response.
Was disappointed for him, disappointed for our fans, and I said earlier in the press conference that I really hope that going forward that the league will find a way to address and look at those particular issues where I think there's an opportunity to increase the level of fairness, and I'm just not sure that what they're trying to accomplish is really being accomplished by these suspensions. That might have been 2 years back where there was Mathis, the pass rusher in Indianapolis, and he was trying to get pregnant with his wife and triggered a positive. You know, it's not like he's trying to cheat the league or cheat the game. You know, I just think the league should look at those. And actually, I don't want to go too far into it, but I would just say there's an opportunity, I think, for more of a fair and just system to be in place, and I hope they move in that direction.
Now, I have kids, and that sounds like a parent defending their kid when they get in trouble. Where otherwise they'd be like, you know what? You need to enforce the rule. I give JDR credit. He didn't blast his player. He had his back, but Come on, Zach. The rules are what they are, pregnant or no pregnant. Let's hear a story then.
Well, look, in terms of the pregnancy stuff and the Manny Ramirez estrogen stuff, I mean, I don't put a lot of stock into that. What I do from that statement, and I'm not disagreeing with you, I don't see it from a parent standpoint, but I do see it in terms of he wants his players on the field whenever he can have them there. But what I do think he brought up a good point is, do these major sports need to reevaluate where they're coming from?
With weed and I'm an emphatic
weed,
yes.
Weed, HG. I mean, if this stuff is less harmful than other stuff that they're doing. Look, tobacco, alcohol, legal.
All legal.
Both will kill you.
Oh, and have you think you can do things that you have no business doing? Alcohol mainly.
Pain pills.
Yeah.
You can get a subscription for.
I got you.
They can
Brett
kill you.
Favre on line one.
They can kill you.
Yes.
So I do wonder, look, in terms of this specific incident, I don't know the details in terms of what he tested positive for, what exactly was going on.
I
want to
know.
Okay. Well, either way.
It's coming out.
I do think that, and JDR probably should have constructed his answer more along this so it didn't seem like he was just trying to defend his guy. But do these major sports leagues need to reevaluate who tests positive for PEDs?
And I just think back, I need to stop watching Brian Gumbel, but they had a piece on a wideout from Denver who was tired of dealing with the narcotics, basically, that the team was providing him for, you know, messing up his kidneys or whatnot, and he wanted to go herbal, and he did the marijuana, and I'm looking at, like, if this is his life that he's risking every Sunday, why should he be robbed of what he puts in his body to recoup? And he said the weed helped him.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there watching it like, we do got it kind of messed up.
Yeah, Josh Gordon, now look, you can't drive while smoking weed or under the influence of smoking weed. I'm not a fan of that. But in terms of the actual smoking weed, I've told you many a times, my daddy,
shake and bake.
My daddy was a hippie. Weed's never led to the death of any human ever. And I don't even smoke weed, but I understand that. And tobacco and alcohol will kill you. I have no problem with marijuana in general. Exactly.
Wow.
I've said that on these airways before. Anyways, we'll get back to your phone calls. People want to weigh in on this. You may do so. Billy and Kashmir, sit tight. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Also, a little reflection on Dave Henderson. Passed way too young at 57. We'll do that. We'll hear from you, and we'll talk about that, and then we'll talk to Susan Slusser at 9:30. All coming up next. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
And Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area. 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. Guru, often talk about how you look like Denzel Washington, and one of our fine engineers and trainee,
Troy,
pointed out when I asked, no, not Troy, the other guy whose name you don't even know either.
The white guy.
Yeah, the white guy. The white guy asked, because I asked for my doppelganger, and you said Ethan Hawke, and he wants to know, did you just say Ethan Hawke because he was in training day with Denzel Washington? And I actually want to know
more information. It was the beer.
Oh, the beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was
not
it.
The fact that
when he woke up and, yeah, he went straight to work.
I think the white guy is, we're calling him now. That's his new nickname. Go ahead and pretend like you know his name. Go ahead.
Steven.
Yeah,
I already knew that.
Yeah, you know, I know.
It's my dog.
He didn't just show you. Coming up at 9:30, we will speak with Miss Susan Slusser, who wrote a great piece on Dave Henderson, which I read this morning in the Sporting Green of the San Francisco Chronicle. So we'll talk to her about the passing of him and a little bit of a time of reflection. And if you're an A's fan out there and you want to call in and talk about your memories of Dave Henderson, I know for me, I was young, but I certainly have a distinct memory of him, and he was obviously a guy that came on the 95.7 The Game airwaves frequently.
Yeah, I remember him.
And
well,
you know,
versed.
Sad that him this year, Welch last year, Bob Welch last year. So
I didn't know about the transplant. That's terrible knowledge on my part.
Oh,
it's
all right.
Came back.
I don't
that.
Think a lot of people knew about that. I just found that out today. But either way, we'll talk with Susan about him, and we'll get to that too at the end of the this part of the show. But we want to hear from you. People want to weigh in on the steroids in sports. You may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95 from the text line, Guru. Got to get to these real quick.
You got that look.
I haven't gone here yet. This is from June in Deep East. Yo, Zach, I was in the city over the weekend. Man, y'all got some work out there. All flavors. Oh, and my Niners stink.
Yeah, that's the city.
Huh? You had nothing on that.
I'm married.
I thought you were going to like
that.
Look. No, I know you don't. You have eyes for one woman only.
I don't know that they were a step ahead. I mean, obviously they were a step ahead.
Thank you, Tom Sula.
Tickles.
From the 510, Reggie is responsible for trading away the NFL MVP, guys. Carson Pick Six Palmer. Really?
You can't. Zach, really? I wanted to. I didn't know. Well, maybe New Year's Eve we were going to have a soda pop and talk, but will you admit you were wrong about. Because you used to call him that all the time.
Okay. First of all, has he won a postseason game yet in his career? Answer the question,
no,
Guru.
No.
Okay. Now, what I was saying about Carson Pick Six Palmer.
I'm writing it down.
He was not good for the Raiders who were rebuilding. Now, if you put him on a team that's stacked offensively and defensively, sure, he can be great.
Okay. Can I add one thing?
Go ahead.
He was the quarterback of a dynamic offense, and what he did is what young Derek Carr is doing. His interceptions would come at the worst time possible. So let's
He's
hope
also just not good for a young team. He's good for a seasoned veteran team that's loaded with talent.
And Arizona has a mix. It's
and that's
a beautiful
Arizona,
mix.
Yeah. I'm not going back on that.
But you're not hating on him like you don't want him to win.
I don't hate on him. I don't think he would be good for the Raiders right now. Right now, I wouldn't want Carson
Palmer. He probably wouldn't
want
to be here.
Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't. From the 510, so trying to double check here, Zachariah, you're okay with driving while high. No, I actually think I specifically said that you should not drive while being under the influence. My point is there has been no cases of a guy dying from marijuana.
Or people fighting like, you know, when you drink alcohol, not that I have, and think you're just Hulk Hogan and tried to, you know, or drive a car at 100 miles an hour because you're drunk, not comprehending what you're doing.
Yeah,
weed just has you crawl up in a corner or fall asleep or eat.
Eating.
Not that
sleeping.
I would know. Yeah, I watch Cheech and Chong.
Smoking weed's fine. Edibles, stay away. Yeah, edibles are scary, kids, if you're listening. Stay away from that.
I don't believe in the edibles. I feel like I'm.
Edibles is like doing mushrooms.
It wouldn't work.
Not that
on
I know
me.
About either of the two.
I would never.
But
put
I know
a
stay away from edibles.
Body.
And from the 415, I hope you're kidding. You're probably just a hardcore Niners fan hating on the Raiders.
Uh-oh.
The Raiders can just hide the black eye with their eye patch. This isn't a black eye. Man, this isn't a black eye. Marcel Reese going down for four games. It's not a black eye.
Well, it's not something that you want.
Of course not. But again,
if it was Derek Carr, this is all we'd
be
talking about.
It could be.
If this were Derek Carr, this would be Peyton Manning-esque.
No. I would have the same reaction. And I'm more of a
calling
JDR
rank
than anybody
here. Yeah,
else.
I'm calling rank. If this were a bigger name or Khalil Mack, people would be going crazy.
They need to reevaluate who gets popped
true.
For performance-enhancing drugs. It is not the days of shooting a needle into your buttocks.
Let me ask you this real quick.
What?
Would you rather it be PEDs or weed or, you know, some other drug?
Probably weed.
Recreation drug.
Probably weed.
You think so?
Yeah.
No, I would just say, I was taking something over
the... Ask Josh Gordon about that. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Billy and Joseph? Is Joseph a city? Go ahead, Billy.
Yes, sir. Joseph is a city. It's about 25 miles southeast of Bakersfield. Sir, I just have to chime in on this. Personally, I think all drugs should be legal. Overall, it's up to the person to decide what they want to do with their own body. But speaking of PEDs and HGHs, the NFL needs to stop the charade, sir, and make all drugs legal. Because the fact of the matter is this, this whole thing about integrity and the integrity of the sport, they must think that the fans are dumb because they have no integrity based off the fact that they allow guys that kill dogs and beat women and things of that nature back into the league without truly, truly questioning it or questioning their character. So therefore, I think that the HGHs, which are really just an advancement of the science that is around in our time, I don't think that it can ever be stopped, nor will it be hindered. So we need to stop fooling ourselves. And also, if I was the owner of a team, I would want my players to use HGH because when they get hurt, I need my investment back on the field as soon as possible. So they need to stop treating the players and the fans as if we were kindergartners, a bunch of dummies, and stop questioning the integrity.
Billy, Billy.
We all know well that there is no integrity in professional sports, and I'll take your comments off.
No, Billy. Hang tight. Are you still there?
You're famous, Billy.
I just want to let you know, I cannot believe you live in a city named Joseph. I love your accent. Thank you for listening, and do not be a stranger. Call back anytime.
Tell him you loved his call.
I did love his call.
I want to know if you guys agree with me. I'll take your comments off air.
Thank you, Billy.
Well, Zach's getting the marriage proposal ready. That's how much he agrees with you. But
I didn't even hear what he said.
He said cut
that
the charades.
That accent was incredible.
Is that what it was about? I thought it was what he was saying.
He lives in Joseph? Look, I am the least country white guy you'll ever meet, but that was the countriest call I've ever gotten in my life.
What about the substance of what he was saying,
Joseph.
The depth?
What did he say? What was the main point?
Oh, my God.
What was the main point?
That the NFL needs to cut the charades.
Their players. Yeah. To,
hyped yeah. up and you
he
know.
Wants it all legal. I agree with everything he said. Billy could have said, I hate Zachariah, and I would have said, you know what? He's got a good point.
You know what this brought me to?
What?
I've asked you to go see two movies with me, and now one was Concussion.
Okay.
And you know why?
Who wants to see that?
Yeah, Will Smith in that accent, I'm not buying. I'm sorry. I'll just watch
Fresh
Prince.
Tell the truth.
What?
Let's go to Cashmere in Walnut Creek. Go ahead, Cashmere.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
That was a great call. I agree with totally what that caller said. But my thing is, it's well documented that in the 50s, the Olympics, all the Olympic teams were using steroids. And I just want to know, so you think nobody wanted to win really bad since, 1989 when they finally made it illegal? All those guys were taking steroids. And to add to that caller about the integrity, it really perturbs me about breast cancer awareness, considering that most of the food that they advertise is all acidic, all cancer-causing stuff. And your body stores toxins and fat, which women's breasts are all fat. And that's what I'm saying. You want breast cancer awareness, there's some breast cancer awareness. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of the supplements out there and a lot of vitamins, turn around and look at the ingredients and actually look that stuff up. Because they got stuff in there called titanium dioxide that they use to reflect UV rays out of paint. And they put that crap in a lot of vitamins. And a lot of people get really sick, never knowing why. And like, I take my vitamins. The whole supplement business would go under. You know, if they did legalize steroids, I mean, basically the whole government would go broke. Because look at all the businesses that would take steroids out of business. The whole supplement world would be gone. And my question to you guys is, why is everything that is good for you that works? I took steroids 20 years ago, and they work. And I think they should educate children more about everything, about how to take care of themselves, how to have good health. I mean, that would do a lot better instead of just letting these kids go out of school with barely any education on themselves. They learn more about, I think it's sad that children know more about their athletes than they know about their own selves. Guys, you have a great show, a great topic. And, hey, guys, on the Star Wars, when, Finn turns good, was that?
Thank you.
I wanted
Cashmere.
If you haven't seen it now,
Aaron,
you're not a fan.
Play the
Can we put that disclaimer?
Up,
if you haven't seen it by now, it doesn't count.
Play the you done
messed up, A.A. Ron.
Yeah. I want it two more times.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
He was
one
just
more time.
You done messed up, A.A. Ron.
Unbelievable.
Can you believe that? If you haven't watched it
Cashmere,
by now, guess
great.
What?
Cashmere, great phone call.
You're not a fan.
Great phone call. You were cut off for reasons outside of Guru and I's power.
We can never get that moment back, Zach.
How
was
dare
about,
you?
What was he talking about, fake breasts for women?
And they're full of fat. I kind of...
Then he did like a cow thing, like a cow steroid or something.
You see the little video going around where the lady with some nice triple Ds has got a video of her breastfeeding, and the kids are just...
No. Is it good?
But the things are so nice that I'll show it to you.
Okay.
Kind of throw you off track. I'll wait till after the show. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, he said the breast and the fat.
Horrible transition here, but coming up next, Susan Slusser will join us. San Francisco Chronicle A's beat writer. Let's talk some Hindu. We didn't get a chance to do it because we're men of the people. And if you want to chime in on anything, you may do so before we get to the word and her. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. Coming up at 9:45, you know what it is, Guru. The word, the wacky world of sports.
I'm ready.
Yeah, you ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
We will do that right now. It's a pleasure to be joined by Susan Slusser. Follow her on Twitter, at Susan Slusser, San Francisco Chronicles, A's beat writer since 1999. You can also check her out doing fantastic work on the MLB Network, and also check out her book, 100 Things A's Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. She joins us now. Susan, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Obviously, sad to hear about the news about Dave Henderson. And I know 89, when they won it all, I was six. And I remember him probably more vividly than I do any other player on the team outside of, you know, McGuire, Canseco, and probably Dave Stewart, maybe Eckersley. But when I think about that team growing up, it was that guy smiling and that guy doing what he did on the field and being out there and being happy-go-lucky. I know you didn't cover him specifically starting in 99, but what are your thoughts on Dave and him being around the team? Obviously, you know, you probably spoke with him numerous times and been around him a lot. What are your thoughts on the man that passed and just his reputation for being so happy?
Yeah, I actually did cover him some when I was in Sacramento. I was a backup baseball pro writer, and he was still playing a little bit for the A's then, and obviously with other teams, and even more so got to know him over the years as he was broadcasting for the Mariners and coming back to A's reunions, and really a special guy. There's nobody that will deny that. It's so unusual to get a player both with that kind of ability. You know, those were great teams. Those were off the charts great teams, and he was right in there. I mean, he was an all-star for the A's. But also the personality was so big. And think about the other guys that were on those teams. You know, the kind of oversized, like almost like ego superstars, Canseco and Ricky. Dave Henderson's the guy that kind of brought everybody together, kind of held down the fort. His attitude was so good. Terry Steinbach said yesterday, you know, he got you in the right frame of mind to play. And you could tell that. But for me, the reason he was so special is he was one of those guys that stands out so much with the fans. And, you know, it's just a handful of them. You know, maybe every 10 years, just a handful of guys who take the extra mile to talk to fans and interact with them. And that was the first thing he did when he got on the field, was he went over and he said hi to the fans and waved at them. And they loved him, and he loved them right back. So, yeah, he was really a big, big part of that A's team and maybe number one with the fans.
Yeah, Susan, that was great. I remember going to the Coliseum, and he had a big effect on what I watched in regard to watching the game played right. He had a stint with a couple other teams, and I want to know, I know you can't speak for the organization or it may be too early, but do you think, you know, the team will have a patch in remembrance of Dave?
You know what? That's hard to say. They seldom have done that over the years. And, you know, Henderson played for them for 4 years, which is certainly not a long time, but three, you know, teams that went to the World Series, so very significant. I would imagine that they would have some sort of remembrance at some point. And I liked an idea that, and I think everybody's trying to take Fossey on Twitter, mentioned the other day, which was somebody should bring the Hinduland banner back out, especially for opening day. But you know what? They'll leave it there all year. I think that would be wonderful.
Susan Slusser, San Francisco Chronicles A's beat writer since 1999, joins us, Zachariah and Guru, here at 95.7 The Game. Susan, read your article. Fantastic stuff, as I always do in the Sporting Green for the San Francisco Chronicle. And looking at your article, I think the thing that stood out the most to me was that he was in between arguably like top 10, top 15 biggest, most craziest personalities that you can meet in sports in terms of Ricky Henderson and Jose Canseco. I mean, look at what both of them have done since they've, you know, ended their careers. But the fact that he was in the middle was very symbolic of what he was for the team. If they didn't have a guy like him kind of anchoring that outfield, it could have went a totally different way.
Yeah. I think you might be onto something there, because he, you know, always smiling, always upbeat. And Dennis Eckersley told me yesterday, like, he was impossible not to like. Like he was like that all the time. You walked in the clubhouse, no matter what was going on, he was smiling, he was joking around, he was laughing everyone in there loved him. So to have somebody like that, you know, kind of in between the two big personalities. And I love Ricky Henderson and I love Jose Canseco, but, you know, there were points during that period of time where they were almost a little bit of a competition, like who could be, you know, slightly pushing the boundary a little bit more with their misbehavior and stuff. So having somebody grounded and also just relentlessly positive like Dave Henderson, I mean, that would be great for any team. But I think for those A's teams, I think he was really a real nice key for them.
Also, too, Susan, the fact that he was doing the broadcast for the Mariners, and I'm reading, you know, quotes from people in Boston as well as at Seattle. Does that just piggyback on what you said about his infectious personality and how loved he was?
Yeah, I think everybody that saw him play appreciated him, and I think everybody that knew him loved him. Yeah, really, you know, it's a kind of sad thing the last couple of years. The A's have lost two guys from those teams who had two of like the warmest personalities, and Bob Welch and Dave Henderson, both gone way too young. And this is really a blow to these A's teams to lose guys with, you know, these kind of really good people who are connecting. You know, obviously Bob Welch connected with people with his battles with alcoholism. The book he wrote, I think, really affected a lot of people and taught a lot of people things. Certainly had a big impact on Dennis Eckersley, and then losing Dave Henderson. And these are rough blows.
Can we talk a little on the field? You and I talked ad nauseum about the defense and the bullpen. Not sure about the defense, but the bullpen's, you know, surely seems to be improved based on the moves that have happened in the offseason. How much better should A's fans out there tuning into you right now be feeling about their ball club?
Well, you know, when you pick a reliever out of the best bullpen in baseball and a bullpen that just came off of the World Series, I think you feel good about that. Ryan Matson moving into that sort of that eighth inning slot. And then John Axford has been a closer, and he'll be the seventh inning guy. If Doolittle needs a day here and there, either of them can close. Liam Hendricks is a real nice pickup. I think the bullpen, you know, we said this going into last season, that the bullpen was going to be a strength.
We thought.
Doolittle's injury. Yeah. Doolittle's injury really, you know, kind of sent everything out of whack, and everybody, you know, some real down years for unexpectedly for some guys. And we saw the disaster that happened with that. Certainly they've done everything they can to make this a very good bullpen. Now, I'm not sure anybody's going to have a bullpen that can compare to the Yankees now after what they did today with getting Chapman and adding him to that bullpen, but the A's bullpen should be, on paper right now, one of the better bullpens in the league, health assuming.
Yeah, you know, I was always called a homer for talking about this team in a brighter light if their defense and bullpen had just been better in so many close games. And obviously having a better bullpen will help you win those close games. So hopefully 2016 is a lot better than 2015. Susan Slusser, San Francisco Chronicles, A's beat writer since 1999. Follow her on Twitter, at Susan Slusser. Also check out her book, 100 Things A's Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Thank you, Susan, for your time. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Susan Slusser. I mean, yeah, you know, it's tough to get A's fans excited about anything. But, I mean, the defense and the bullpen did have a lot to do with their wins and losses last year.
I just remember you like a broken record. Last year, this time,
yeah,
we thought that was going to be the strong point of the team. Start the game, 1-162, and here the surprise is, look at the offense and the damn bullpen. So you never know.
Kind of like the Raiders season.
Basically.
Maybe it's an Oakland thing.
Yep.
Although the Warriors will give you only good stuff in that department. All right, coming up next, we believe it will be our final segment. We will do the word, the wacky world of sports. And, you know, we basically go to Black Sports Online.
And I won't leave you hanging. I'll be here to the end.
Our man, Robert Latall, and hopefully Guru doesn't bail out 5 minutes early. That's coming up next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Is that Steph Curry with a triple-double?
I believe so, sir.
Wow. Also reading, he had 17 points in 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Our texter is minus 12 and a half. They're up 12 now, so he's stressing.
Oh, the line.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
12
what
right
was
now.
It? 12 and a half?
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, that
oh, there
oh,
there's
still
go.
A lot of game. 3 minutes left. Anything can happen.
We'll find out. Coming up at the top of the hour, the Dubs postgame show with Matt Steinmetz will take over. You and I will be back tomorrow, 7 to 11.
Yeah.
Full show, 4 hours.
Four for you.
Four for you?
Yeah.
Is that how you roll? Can we get to the word?
Let's do it.
Ben is going to be in the building.
Whoa. What was that?
I'm ready. Let's do it. Let's get to it.
No, Trey. Run that back.
Oh, you got the old version?
Run that back, Trey. Run that back.
Wow, our time is just being eaten up.
Hey, Aaron, can we get...
All right. People know who
we didn't get What's Up African. We didn't get I'll Watch the Cat. We didn't get Shout Out Oakland, California.
I told him not to play that. I'm playing.
Did you?
No, not at all.
You might have.
Not at all.
It might be an inside job.
Nah.
All right. Well, we at least
you can survive in Oakland. You can survive anywhere.
Lay back, kick back, mind my business.
This is good.
What's good. Up, African?
I watch the cat myself personally.
Take care, Pimper.
Yeah.
Great cash, homie.
Myself personally.
Yeah.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Yes.
Gonna be in the
so
business.
Much better. That was what I was looking
Let's get
for.
To it.
All right.
Yeah.
Comite.
Looking like a pledge allegiance to the flag.
Who
did that?
Did you see Lindsey Hunter's comments?
No.
On Mark Jackson? Lindsey Hunter.
Yeah, I remember.
As you know, an assistant coach under Mark Jackson got fired as part of the...
Oh. I get where he's got love for him.
What?
I'm trying to predict where he's going. I didn't hear it coming.
You think he's
going to
say yes?
Something positive about Mark, if I had to guess.
If you had to guess, well, you're right. He said the Warriors are doing great. Without Mark Jackson, we will never know what would have happened if he was still the coach. But do I think they would have won the title anyway? Yes, Hunter told Detroit Sports 1051. If we had those same pieces, of course, we would have probably been sitting there at whatever the title is. The team is so set, and after winning a championship, it's a lot of autopilot. And I ain't trying to take anything away from Luke. But if somebody else was coaching that team, I wouldn't doubt if they would be in the same spot that they are now. Fair or foul?
I'm going to say foul just because I don't believe they would have won the championship with Mark. I just remember him being on the sidelines when they got ousted by the Clippers.
Yeah.
I know it was game 7, but at the end of the day, Zach, the offense was not the juggernaut that it is now. And the reason that is Mr. Kerr has come in and implemented a system to where there's no ISO Clay or ISO Steph.
Yeah.
And they got plays out of timeouts, and that's why they're giving every other team in the association a damn headache.
So
foul. And that's his boy, so he's riding, as we say, riding for his boy, showing him some love.
Didn't Bill Parcells say that there are builders and then conquerors, right? So
let me call him and ask him.
Well, Bill Parcells.
Yeah, I know.
Some coaches coach you to that level, and then some coaches take you past that level.
Gotcha.
Mark Jackson seems like a builder.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they were going to win under his tutelage. I like Mark, but
yeah. Did you hear what Kobe Bryant would have said to his 18-year-old self?
What would he have said?
If Kobe Bryant could go back in time and tell his 18-year-old self anything, he said it would be to, quote, understand compassion and empathy. Your thoughts?
It doesn't sound Black Mamba-ish. I didn't even want to hear it, but it's kind of like, was he Dr. Phil? I don't know. Was he on
what
the couch?
What did you want Kobe to say to his 18-year-old self?
I hate the whole premise.
Okay.
I don't need to hear the conversation between
you. Wouldn't
want
to talk to your... You wouldn't want to talk to your 18-year-old self?
Yeah. I'm still playing hoop like I'm 18, but okay. That's probably as far as it
would
go.
My point is you wouldn't have had a quote to your 18-year-old self?
Well, not that I would come in here and...
I would love to talk to my 18-year-old
self. And what would
self.
That conversation go like?
I would say, look, don't do this, do that, do a lot more of that, do a lot less of that. I would have a stern talking to my 18-year-old
self. That's your mind. That's
self.
What everybody does. Nobody needs to share it. We're not better off for knowing that Kobe
so
wanted to have a...
So you would like to have a conversation with your 18-year-old self?
I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care?
Yeah, to share with the masses.
You wouldn't care to share?
Talk to me about what's going on the court. That's all, sir.
He's done on the court.
So now we got to hear him be Edgar Allan Poe for the rest of the season?
He said have empathy. That's a good message.
Okay.
No?
You don't have empathy on anybody in here?
And here, I love these guys. Oh, the white guy.
They love you too.
And Trey.
Yeah. And the A-Ron. White guy. Just forgot A-Ron.
What
huh?
is it, Thomason?
No, nah, just.
A-Ron hasn't been
Steven,
here.
Steven. It's Steven.
Steven. Yeah. Steven and Trey. You I love these guys.
You are something.
I love these guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Michael Jordan played a tribute video to Kobe in Charlotte. Your thoughts?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I would love to get home, and I'm going to YouTube that. And
you know who drafted Kobe?
The Hornets. You kind of gave it away, but I knew.
Huh. Yeah. Could have done that better.
Yeah, Michael talked. You said he looked well. I said, look, I could hit the Hennessy a little bit.
He looks like $1,000.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jordan looks like he could dunk on me right now.
Mike That's not looks saying like much. He's he looks been like at he the watering
on,
hole.
Okay, he looks
in
like
in the daytime.
He looks like he could dunk on Klay Thompson right now.
Well, he's 6,000. I'm all right. I'm done. He's six.
He's 6'1".
Nothing.
He's shorter than Klay.
Maybe you haven't seen him lately.
I've seen him.
Oh, okay.
You're going off that internet meme.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
that was
you
in his
are.
Hall of
the
Fame
thing
speech.
Where he's crying.
Yeah, that was his Hall of Fame speech.
That's what you're going off.
Right, but don't tell me he's looks. Scottie Pippen looks good now.
Scottie Pippen looks amazing.
Yeah, Jordan don't look that like that amazing.
All right.
Yeah, he's got the young wife. So
who
am I to say, Mike?
Who?
Michael Jordan has a young wife.
Oh,
they
the young Colombian.
With, so Mike is still. I'll take that
they
back.
They had twins.
Yeah.
Did you see Carson Palmer running through the Arizona field without clothes because he lost the bet?
Yeah, it kind of bothered me. I didn't, you know, that could have kept that in house, but hey.
Kept it in house.
Yeah. All the great comedians have dressed up as women, so why not?
You got a conspiracy theory. Going.
No conspiracy.
No,
it's just
I'm with
fact.
You. I've heard about it.
I saw the picture and I was just, my first thought was why?
Yeah.
Why is this on my phone?
Yeah. Well, he lost the bet. Would you pay that off? If you and I made a bet and you losing would be you running through the 95.7 The Game hallways half naked, would you do it?
I just hope that would be something that would be sacred. I would do it, but, you know, nothing you put on
what
social media.
What would you rather the wager be?
Dinner.
Dinner?
Yeah.
How many,
or a ball game.
How many dinner bets have you paid off?
None. I'm in the red. I'll admit that with you.
Is that all we have? No. That's not all we have. Did you see the dabbing from Rex Ryan?
It was phenomenal.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Are you pro coaches dabbing?
It's not about how you do it. It's the fact that you want to do it. And I like it. I saw Andy Reid do it. It was great. It looked like Santa Claus doing it, but it looked great.
I think once you reach a certain point, dabbing is out of pocket.
Oh, so you've just grown up on us, huh?
I think I'm at the age where dabbing is out of pocket.
No, you are. You're 30. You're up there. You're past dabbing, but the fact that these coaches do it is just symbolic that they had a
Isn't
good game.
Isn't it embarrassing?
Obviously not.
More embarrassing than good, right?
No.
No?
No.
No?
If it's not your forte, they're not MC Hammer. You give them an E for effort. Nobody's critiquing their dab.
So you're in the clear to dab?
I've done it in this studio.
I know, I saw that.
That's what it
But did. I mean, like, in general. Would you do it in public?
No. I don't dance.
Dabbing's no good.
Yeah, I'm a father.
You can't dab.
Yeah.
No dabbing. No dabbing. No dabbing plus, I would say, 20.
I bet New Year, Christmas Eve, you were dabbing somewhere. To hear you sit here and sound like Abraham Lincoln, I will
Christmas
not dab.
Eve.
I'm too, I can see you dabbing.
Guru, I would have the over-under on dabbing at like 24.
We work New Year's, and you said New Year's Eve, you're going to let loose.
New Year's what?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You're going to be dabbing.
I'm not going to be dabbing. No. I'm going to do grown man, 32-year-old actions on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then I'll come in here and do a show at 3 o'clock.
All right.
You know, half asleep.
All right.
Dabbing okay.
Yeah.
30 what?
All dependent.
What's your age?
No, 29.
But you're well over that.
And I don't do it.
But you did it in the studio.
That was just to show you I'm still nimble.
All right. Coming up next, the Dubs post-game show with Matt Steinmetz. He's got a lot to talk about. Steph Curry, how many points did he have in how many minutes?
It's just a triple-double.
Oh, well, I know the triple-double, but what's the better stat? The better stat is 17 points in 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Where'd you get
seconds.
That from?
Keep him company, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. The Dubs postgame show coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 to 11. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.